Ksubis Perkir Aleph Mishnehei. Shum HaDayonim Shepichasu Shtus Oy Hisifu Shtus. Shum HaDayonim means with the Dayonim estimate the value of Nichsei Yisayim. We've been talking in the last Mishnahis about the Almona selling off Nichsei Yisayim. So when the Dayonim make an estimate how much the field is worth and they sell it L'Tzorich, raising money for the Ksuba, if they were off by the amount, what we were talking about in the last Mishnah was with Almona sold off and she was betois. But over here, with the Bezdin Taka made a Shuma, Shepichasu Shtus, where it was off by a sixth, the Sifu Shtus, Mechron bottle, the Mechron's bottle, this sixth is not a new amount. This is the din that we have in the din of Oino. Reuven sells something to Shimon. Sells him a cake that's worth $10, and he sells it to him for $13. So the price is off by more than a sixth. The halacha is the mechron is bottle. It's exactly sixth. The halacha is that there's a chazorah. Now, it happens to be that over here, we mentioned the last Mishnah, we're talking about karka. And by karka, there is no discrepancy of, there's no din of oino. But the discrepancy is still, that's the discrepancy between what something normally is worth and what's called an exaggerated value. Something that the price is off. Within a sixth, like the Rosh explains in Bava Basra, it's within range. If it's within range, Samamela, we hear it the way the Rosh says in Mechila, the Rishonim say it a little bit differently. You can't be Teveya. But the point is that a sixth is already a wide range. And therefore, even though the Dayonim are the ones that are selling, we had before in the Mishnah with Almona selling, and she's off by a Mashu. She doesn't have a Koyach to sell, but over here the Bezdin is selling. So since the Bezdin is the one that made the Shuman, they're the ones that are executing the sale. So Mimela, if they're off, it has to be off. It has to be off with something that's significant. And that's why it has to be shtus. So again, to recap, when a person is selling, Reuven is selling his house to Shimon, there's no din of oino that if the price is off, Reuven could be mevatel the mekach. If Shimon pays too much, Reuven charges too little. Neither one can be mevatel the mekach. In and over karkois, we said there's a machlokes rishonim, the Rith and Tosfos, about whether there's bitl hamekach when the price is double. That we had meduyik in a few mishnayos ago. Then there's another din where somebody sells aydei shliach. The relationship between an almona selling off for yisoyimim is that she has a schus, a power of attorney, like a shlichus. That being said, even if she's off by a mashuhu, it's not the pshat that is a din oino. Pshat is the shlichus is off. We use the lashon of Chazal, the takunish adrosich, v'loy lavose. There's no shlichus to cause somebody financial harm, even being off by a mashuhu. The ma'aseh, the sale is not a sale that a person wants. B'moicher al yidei bezdin. So there, it's not subject to the regular dinim of oino, which wouldn't exist by karka. It's subject to, is bezdin shuma correct or incorrect? If it's off by a shtus, it's considered an incorrect shuma. Without the din of oino, the pshat is an incorrect shuma. The psak din is faulty. If it's within range, less than a sixth, then it's called that the psak is tzimzach. The psak is valid. What we're saying is that the koyach of a bezdin is more than just the power of attorney for the person whose karka is being sold. Bezdin has a koyach kishal atzmom. They might be representing the one whose field has to be sold off to pay debts, but the bezdin has a koyach kishal atzmom. There is, however, a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim hold that their power that goes beyond the regular shlichus, and it'll only be with the discrepancy of a shtus with a mekach's bottle, is only biyachas to the sale itself being valid, but lemaisa the extra money has to be returned. On the legabi, the raising of the money, that they have a koyach of shlichus. That the sale should be valid, that they do have a koyach. So if they'll sell, and the field is off by 12%, 13%, less than a sixth, the money will have to be given back from the buyer, but the sale will be valid, not like a regular shlichus where the sales bottle even pokes me mishtus. This is the shita of Tosfos. L'maisa the poskim and Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra bring the shita of the Rosh and the Rambam. That pochus mishtus is a mechilo. So if you say that the shlichus is bottle, so l'takun ish adrosich, but over here it's not a regular shlichus, it's a mechira yidei bezdin. So if the mechira is kind, then by definition, though I know, is nimchel. That's the way the Rishonim paskin lahalocha. Now the Mishnah brings the shita of Rabban Shimon Yamli Aloyme, michron kayom. He says that even if the discrepancy between the real price and the way Bezin sold it was more than a shtus, michron kayon, the imkain in the nesinas tam, michron kayon, why? Because if not, you have to add in, imkain ma koyach Bezin yofa. What's the koyach of Bezin? Like we're saying, the Bezin is not a regular shlichus, it's not a regular mechira, it's a koyach of Bezin to create a mekach in order to make seder that chayv should be paid up. So it has to be that that's a takona that that the kium, that the mechira of Bezin has a kium. Avalam also we get is bikoyris. If they made the Bezin puts out, they were machris that they're selling off, they put out an auction notice. Bezin would put a michtav, igeres hachrozo. Bikaris means over here, hachrozo, where bikaris means to check something out. People are going to come, if there are signs posted in all the shuls, people are going to come check out the property. It's like, people hear about a property that the bank is putting up for sale, right? So people come check it out. The same thing is going to be. So then, afilu mochru shovim moneh b'mosayim, even if the mekach has a tremendous discrepancy, double the price, a moneh mosayim, oy shovim mosayim, and they undersold it b'moneh, michron kayim. Since they put out igeres bikoris, and since people came, so you have to say that it wasn't a mistake. There was a cheshbon of the bezdin, and nobody could be ma'ar on the sale afterwards. This is where the Rishonim explained it. Now, there's a problem here because the Gemara explains that Be'etzim Bezdin's standard protocol will be that they'll never sell off. They'll never liquidate a state of somebody who owes money without a hachrozah. This is standard procedure. So if the Sefer says that whenever there's Igeres Bikaris and then the Mecher of Bezdin is Kayom, then by definition the ratio that the Mechira could become bottle if the price is off by a six is without Igeres Bikaris, and that's not going the regular route. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, that if Bezin sold without Igeres Bikaris in a normal case, they made a mistake and Avada the Mekach is bottle. So how does that work? So what you have to add is like this. This is the way the Gemara explains it. You have to say that the Reisha is talking about there are some things that don't need an Igeres Bikaris. First of all, the Igeres Bikaris is Bederech HaOlam pieces of property that need a more careful appraisal, not on Avodim Shtoris Metaltlin. Those things don't need as careful of an appraisal. There are times when things are not, don't go to a bikaris, where there's some desperate reason why the chayv has to be paid right away, and their bezin will dispense with the regular procedure. Or you could have a minig amokim where people sell and buy without achrozo, then that becomes the standard operating procedure, and bezin's not mechuyev either. That's what you're going to have to learn, pshat over here. Mishnah Vov, hamema'enes hashniyah v'ha'aylenes. We're talking here, this is really a totally different inyan. We're talking about women that shouldn't be married to their husbands. I mean, Ma'enes is a ketana that's married midrabbanan. She has a right to walk out, to be memayin, to refuse to continue the marriage, begadlusa. So she walks out. If she dissolves the marriage, then she doesn't get any of the schusei ho'isha. Nishnodem, more than that. The din of a ma'enes is that be kedusha miyun, the kedushin is bottle of mafreya. When we learned the inyone miyun yivomis, we saw that it's not exactly so posh. That's mamish l'mafreya. Could be what the nusach is called mikan ul habol l'mafreya, but it is l'mafreya. And the male, there's no schusim that she's walking out on the marriage. The marriage doesn't have schusim. Hashniya is something else. Hashniya is an erva midrabbanon. It's like an aunt, but it's a further madrega, or a grandmother, but a further, like a great-grandmother. Any of the arayis is also in Yivomis. Any of the arayis over there, they're the rabbonon, so Chazal counts it that she doesn't have the schusim when he divorces her. The kedushin, of course, is taif, it's only the rabbonon, but she doesn't have schusim. Her islandess is a woman who can't give birth. She got married, and then it turns out that's a mekach tois. He's mevatel the kedushin. All of them, Ein lahem ksuba, leperos, lemzonis v'lebois. That they don't have a ksuba is because they don't have schusim, like we said. Either because the marriage never was, a mekach tois, or she's memayin, it goes l'mafreya. Or by a shniois, is because Chazal cancer that she shouldn't have the schusim. Chazal don't want him to be married to her. Leperos actually has a few different pshatim over here in the Gemara. One pshat, trying to explain, what does it mean she doesn't have peros? Peres is a schus the husband has. So what we mean over here, peris, is the schus that a wife has in the marriage connected her peris, which we learned in the fourth parak, is that a husband has to be paid to her if she falls by shivya. That's schus she doesn't have. The other pshat will be taka achilas peris, even though achilas peris has nothing to do with her. The point is that since the husband's not mechuyev bepekunon, so memela, the husband should have to pay her back the peris that he eats. The kamash malon is that the husband doesn't have to pay her back the peris. Now, if the point is the husband doesn't have to pay back the peris, that needs a little bit more thought. By shniyos, the pshat is Chazal canceled her that she can't get back the peris. They gave her a knas. By memanis, why taka shouldn't she? The kedushin is batel mafreis. So you have to say, since Lamaisa mitakonis de Rabbanon, they were married, even if you say that it's bottled, but they were married, b'shas Maisa. We'll call that, we use the nusach b'chua, mikan ulahabolam afre. It doesn't mean that it was a total mistake. It just means that the marriage has no validity going forward. So memela, there's no din to pay back the peis, b'shas that he was eating the peis, b'katnusa, he was entitled. Islanders, you have to say a little bit more. The Rishonim say that even though the marriage is mamish dissolved, it's a mekachtois, it never was, but since she saw the husband eating peiros, so we say that she's meichel. That's what's negei ksuba, that's negei peiros, mizoinois. Mizoinois means there's no schus, mizoinois, not bechayel, and not lachamoisei. V'loi blois, blois we've had before, means worn out, begodim, or kelim. What that means is that a woman comes into the marriage, is nixim belog, where they belong to her, but the husband uses it. So if they get used up, they get used up. The woman comes into the marriage with a horse. The horse is used up, so finished, weiter. If she comes in with nidunya, which means nechosim that are part of her ksuba, which means she comes in with $1,000 worth of kelim, tachshitim, etc., things that are useful financially in the marriage. We had before in the sixth parak how you make a shuma of how much the achrayis is. But nichsein tzoyim barazel means that he's the responsible party to replace the value that came into the marriage. Blois means where the chafetzim that she has are not be'en. If they were be'en, if they were nichsein maluk, she could walk away with them. We're talking about things that are not be'en anymore. And he's responsible, normally in a regular marriage, he's responsible for the value. And over here he's not. Those are the four dinim over here that are not shared by these three marriages. By men, Shni and Island is with the regular marriage. However, there's one thing to point out. Mima'enes, she walked out of the marriage. So she has no schusim. You walked out of the marriage. You got married. You want, you could stay. If you walked out, you have no schusim. You don't have any tzoyin, nichse tzoyin bazu, you can't walk out. You obviously don't get a ksuba. And you don't have the schusim that we just mentioned. Mima'enes feshtetzach, she walked out of the marriage. Island is, it didn't go out of the marriage midas atzmo. The condition was nizbatl. So the nichsei tzoyim bazel that we said before, that he's not mechuyev, because we look at whatever was used up as a mechila, and whatever wasn't used up is based on his achrayis. He wasn't mekabel achrayis. He never got married. It's a mekachtois. The Gemara mentions also Lagabi Nichse Malug, which are hers. We don't look at it that he took it from the marriage and he pays back the dollar and cents amount when they get divorced. We look at it as something that's hers. He has his chus hishtapshus. What happens if he's moitzi? He takes tools that she brought into the marriage and he sells them. So, generally speaking, he should be chayv. It's definitely shaloik bishus. In certain cases, he'll be chayv, not kimavur in the Gemara, but over here by Alan, it's not. By Shnio, we can't say that she doesn't have a din to get back nichsei meluk. Gemara speaks out, the chiddush over here is that it would be roi, nichsei meluk, he doesn't have a right to be moitzi. It would be roi to give him a din that he has to replace them. And still we say no. We say he doesn't have to replace them because we don't want it to feel like she has any schusim in the marriage, because it's a marriage that Chazal don't want by shniyos. By nichsei tzoyim barzel, it would be roi to say that if the husband was moitzi the nichsei tzoyim barzel, he has a right to. So there would be roi to say, okay, now she has a schus to be teveh as her ksuba. That I understand. The shniyah doesn't get a ksuba. That we left because the same way we want to hit her with a knas for getting married boy from which our eyes derabonon, we also want to hit him. So mamela, even though over there maybe he was moitzi it midin,
but will be mechayiv him to pay back the nechzer tzar in Basel in order to give him somewhat of a knas also. Some of the details over here are back and forth in the Gemara, the machlokes rishonim about a few of the details we just mentioned with nechzer tzar in Basel and nechzer below. This din in the Mishnah finishes off with one din, which is a gans pashur, that v'mitchila nesol l'shem islandis. Let's say he knew she was an islandis, so then it's clearly mekach tois. The fact that she has a din l'mashul that she's not nefels liibum because she's not a bas bonim doesn't take away from the issues. So she's fully married. So then the din is yesh lo ksuba. Now the Mishnah finishes off. We're talking about noshim she'enem ru'uyim, the one that we mentioned over here, that a isha which is posel, which is a shniyah, and there are knosos. However, almona l'koin godl, which is also a deraisa. Grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedir, again also deraisa. Grusha is certainly deraisa. Chalutza, halay we learned in Yevamos, is a din derabonon, that a chalutza is a din of a grusha. But the Mishnah very often in Shas sticks in grusha v'chalutza l'koin hedir, the most famous example in the beginning of Makkis. Mid nanu b'yish plenish u ben grusha ben chalutza, where we say that if the mazim be'edim, the edim get malchus. And some of the Rishonim say, yeah, grusha v'chalutza lav dafka, because the edim is not saying anything deraisa. Others tiny that no, legabi malchus of loisana bereacha, even if the psul that was created by the edim is derabonon, that would pasul deraisa. Some of the Rishonim say the loshen grusha v'chalutza is lav dafka. Here we're talking about the Yisurim Daraisa, Gushav Chalutza L'Koin Hedit. Mamzeres in the Sinali Yisrael, you have the same problem. Mamzeres is Posel Ove L'Kol Midaraisa. Nesino is not so poshut what a Nosin is. Refer to what we spoke about at the beginning of the third parak. You're talking that Nesino is an Issid Rabbonon. So again, it's Agav. There's Mamzeres and then there's a Mamzer, so to speak, Midrabbonon. Bas Yisrael, the flip side. One is a Mamzeres in the Sino female. Li Yisrael Zocher, Bas Yisrael, the Nosel Lamamza, the Din is Yeshlem, Yeshla Ksuba. The Chiddush, even though the issue is pure Chai Velavin, we were Mafkir the Ksuba. We're Mafkir the Ksuba only by Nisid Rabbon, Chachom, also Chizuk, the Devrem Yoyse, Mishal Teirah.